Section 2, Local Government. As you read, look for how county government is organized and vocabulary terms, county seat, and ad valorem taxes. Local government in Oklahoma is divided into two categories, counties and municipalities. Both are legal entities recognized by the Oklahoma legislature and the state constitution. County government. Oklahoma has 77 counties specifically named in the Oklahoma Constitution, along with the county seat for each. A county seat is the city or town where the county government is located. Oklahoma law stipulates that each county must have 7 county offices, each one headed by an elected county officer. Each elected officer serves a 4-year term and is charged with carrying out the responsibilities of his or her office. County governments have traditionally performed a variety of duties mandated by the state, such as assessing the value of property, keeping records and vital statistics, maintaining rural roads and highways, and assisting the state in providing services to children and families. In addition, counties are empowered by the state to manage all local, state, and federal elections. That includes registering new voters, handling primary elections, publicizing election day procedures, mailing election information to voters, selecting voting devices, establishing polling sites, and certifying voting accuracy. Elected offices. One county commissioner is elected from each of the 3 districts within the county. County commissioners serve on the board of county commissioners and act as the principal administrators of the county. The county clerk is the principal record keeper for the county. All legal documents, such as deeds and mortgages, are filed with the county clerk. The county treasurer serves as the chief financial officer for the county and administers all county monies. The county treasurer receives deposits and maintains records for all county monies, keeps records of all payments made by the county, and collects all county ad valorem taxes. Ad valorem taxes are those taxes that are based on the value of the item being taxed. The county assessor determines the current value of all taxable real and personal property for ad valorem taxation. The primary responsibilities of the court clerk are to record, file, and maintain district court proceedings. The court clerk collects fines, fees, and forfeitures and distributes collected monies as provided by law. The county sheriff is the chief law officer responsible for preserving the peace and protecting life and property in the county. The county sheriff apprehends persons charged with criminal activity, operates the county jail, and serves warrants and process papers from the district court. The district attorney is the chief prosecutor within each of the 27 districts in Oklahoma. The district attorney serves as criminal prosecutor in district court, serves as the principal legal counsel for county government, and represents the county in all civil actions or proceedings in which the county is a party. Non-elected county boards. County governments also include a number of non-elected officials. These include the following: county engineer, county safety director, county board of equalization, board of tax roll correction, county election board, and county excise board. The county excise board is one of the most important groups because it oversees and reviews all county, school district, and city budgets to determine if they are legally and adequately funded with the revenues available. This board also reviews and approves the county budget and approves the appropriations to the funds. Members are appointed by the Board of County Commissioners, the Commissioners of the Oklahoma Tax Commission, and a district judge, or a majority of district judges. Municipal government. Municipal government in Oklahoma is an outgrowth of the unusual manner in which the state was settled. When much of the territory was opened with the land run of 1889, there was no state constitution or legal authority to establish local governments. Some areas established provisional communities, but there was nothing in place to ensure their existence or local peace. In May 1890, Congress passed the Organic Act, which gave legal status to established cities in both Oklahoma and Indian territories. A few months later, the first territorial legislature met and governed Oklahoma Territory until statehood in 1907. However, it had no authority over Indian Territory because Indian Territory was governed by the different tribes until statehood. As a result, early municipalities had little consistency in philosophy and practice. Once Congress approved the Enabling Act in June 1906, representatives from both territories met to write the state's constitution. They adopted Section 10 of the Enabling Act, which permitted local governments to continue their corporate existence and allowed all valid ordinances to remain in place until altered, amended, or repealed. Oklahoma cities and towns are corporate and politic, meaning they are subdivisions of the state with governmental powers. Cities and towns are different from counties and school districts in that they have legislative and judicial powers. However, all of them are extensions of the state government and only have the powers given them by the state legislature or state constitution. Under Oklahoma law, incorporated areas with more than 1,000 residents can choose one of the following forms of government: mayor council, sometimes called aldermanic, council manager, or strong mayor council. A community with more than 2,000 residents may become a charter city and have whatever form of government or combination of forms it desires. Generally, areas with less than 1,000 residents are classified as towns and are generally governed by a board of trustees. Financing local government. Local governments are supported by a variety of revenue sources, including direct venue for operational expenses and bonds for major expenditures or capital improvements. For counties, the ad valorem taxes on real and personal property are the primary source of income. Counties also receive revenue from various fees, sales taxes, and interest on investments and accounts. On the local level, city sales and use taxes are the primary sources of revenue for most municipalities. City sales tax rates range from less than 1% to 5% above the state sales tax. Oklahoma cities and towns share in the state receipts of gasoline, motor vehicle, and alcohol taxes, a portion of which are returned to the local areas based on population. It's your turn. Number 1. How many counties does Oklahoma have? Number 2. What is the largest source of revenue for county government? Number 3. What three forms of government may municipalities use? The following is a summary of Chapter 19. Oklahoma's government, like that of the federal government, has three branches: executive, legislative, and judicial. The state still operates under the original constitution adopted at statehood, but it has been amended over 175 times. The executive branch is made up of officials elected by popular vote and who serve a four-year term. The governor is the chief executive of the state. Other elected officials include the lieutenant governor, state auditor and inspector, attorney general, state treasurer, superintendent of public instruction, commissioner of labor, and commissioner of insurance. The governor appoints the secretary of state and other members of the cabinet. The governor also has the power to sign into law or veto each bill passed by the legislature. The lieutenant governor's position in Oklahoma is similar to the vice president of the United States, serving in place of the governor when the chief executive is out of state, becomes incapacitated, or resigns. the Oklahoma Constitution covers the responsibilities of all other elected state officials. The Oklahoma Constitution gives the state's lawmaking power to the legislature, which consists of a Senate and a House of Representatives. The judicial branch consists of the Oklahoma court system, which is made up of the Supreme Court, Court of Criminal Appeals, Court of Civil Appeals, and District Courts. Local government in Oklahoma is divided into two categories, counties and municipalities.